Guten Moid. This past week's daf is daf Ayin Hey in the 10th perek in Maseches Nedarim. The Mishnah on daf Ayin Hey, we'll start with the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'imel Yishtoi. Kol Hanadom Shetadur Mikan Ad She'ovi Memokom Ploini. We had before in the Gemara brought this Mishnah. Let's see. Zok the Mishnah, a person is addressing his wife's nidorim, and we're talking about nidorim shetadurim mikan ad she'ovim memo complaining. Like the man explains that he's planning on going away, not necessarily immediately, and while he's away, he's thinking about nidorim that she's making, and he's addressing those nidorim that she'll make when he's not around, right till he comes back. He's advancing either a hakama or a hafara. It's harei hen kayomen liyom haklum. Zok the Mishnah, that's clear, l'kuli alma. If he wants to be mekayim a neder, which was not yet made, liyom haklum. We'll have to see the reason for that. There's no machlokes concerning that. However, harei mefarin, but if he wants to be made for a neder, which was not yet made, Rabbi Lezer Oimrim Mufar, Vachachomim Oimrim Einoi Mufar. Machlaik is whether a person can be mefer a neder before the neder was made. We'll go with the maskona of the previous Gemara just to clear that issue. That we had the Gemara before, that was in the context of that Gemara, was that whether a person can be made for without a shmir, right? So, you know, obviously, if the neder wasn't made before, so then there's no shmir, right? And then you get into how the Gemara over there answered this according to the other side. But the Maskonos HaGemara, like Mishnah Maran, are medaik. you don't need a shmir. Okay, so if you take on that you don't need a shmir, so now the only issue over here is a second issue, that the nether itself wasn't made yet. Okay, so that's what we're going to focus on right now. That a nether which was not, the nether wasn't chal yet, the isurim that the nether creates weren't yet chal. She didn't make the nether at all. See, he wants to advance a hakoma. Zokt the Mishnah that lo yom haklum, a hakoma definitely can't help before a nether was made. However, if he wants to make a hafore, that's a very machlokes. So blessed are mufar v'chom ene mufar. Blessed holds, yeah, you could be made for the chacham, you can't be made for him. Omer Abelezer. The Abelezer, in giving reasoning for his shita, he says the following: im hafer nidom shabol lechlal iser, if a person has the ability to be made for neder, which already was chal, and the iser of the nether was chal, it was bo b'chal iser, lo yofen nam shloibach bo l'chal iser, shouldn't he for sure be able to be made for a nedorim which the iser wasn't chal yet? That's keep short of what the Mishnah means. So let's make a kavul chomer, which is as follows. I mean, the psukim in the parasha of nedorim are talking about a situation where in Isha made a nether already, right? And that's what the pasuk talks about, the afora, the akoma, that's definitely so. The issue over here is that what could we derive from there in Svara, right? So Reb Lezer says that, granted that the Torah is talking about norm that were made already, and the Issa was chal, but all the more so, when you're talking about a hafora, you want to nullify the Issa, so it would seem that it's easier to deal with the issa that wasn't chal yet. So the Rebbe says a kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. That's what he's deriving from the parasha. Omru loy, they said to him, harehu oimer ishi yikimenu ishi yifirenu. The chachomim, their shita is any mufur. Chom answer back and chom say that there's a hekish in the pasuk. Ishi yikimenu ishi yifirenu. Esh bol chal hekem, bol chal hefer. Loy bol chal hekem, loy bol chal hefer. being that it's agreed upon that Hakomo can't be done before the Neder is Chal, and there's a Hekish between Hafor and Hakomo, so the Torah through the Hekish is basically telling us not to make the Kal V'Chomer. So it would seem like from the Mishnah itself, right, this is what you understood from the Mishnah, it sounds from the Mishnah is that the Chomim, you know, this is as far as the Mishnah, we'll see maybe in the Gemara a little bit about this. But if you read the Mishnah, it would sound like a Chomer agreeing to Rosie, right? And Sfor, you're right. However, that there's a Hekesh, which is Mafkiya that Sfor. And the Torah is telling me not to make that Kal V'Chomer. Now, what we need to know over here is that what is this initial hanocha in the Mishnah that hakoma definitely cannot be made before Neder was chal. All right, let's see where that comes from. What did you feel on that?
So I don't know if I can say I feel, but I think I saw this.
Oh yeah, okay.
Is that the opposite Kal V'Chomer exists the other way? Is that is that it's harder to do Hakama to a Neder that doesn't exist?
Right. Now let's just think for a moment, right? And I just want to step back one second, and we'll see why it's relevant. What we're bringing up over here is that, like we're saying, the Torah talks about an Eder that was chal, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, if you want to know what halacha is about an Eder that's nachal, you have to derive it, you know, from. You know, use your sfora or whatever other means and tools you have, right? Now, hakoma again, like we said, is that's all agreed upon that hakoma cannot be done before the Neder was chal. But let's just think that there's two possible directions why that should be so, right?
Why
that should be so that hakoma can't be made before.
Okay.
Before the Neder was chal, right? I'm just stepping back a second, right? So one possibility could be like you're saying, is that because, well, you know, the Torah only talks about a Neder that was chal. If you want to derive it, you know, this in Svora, on the contrary, right? You know, if you're coming to solidify a Neder, so a Neder which is here already, you could be making, but another which is not even here yet. You know, there's no svara to say that should work. You can't derive one from the next. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, right now we're talking. We started the Mishnah. And we saw in the Mishnah that as far as making a hakoma before the Neder was chal, that's agreed upon by everyone. That can't be done. And now we're discussing why not. Where does that come from? So one option is that basically we're lacking a source. And that's because the Pesukim talk about a Neder which was already made, right? Pesukim talks about, right, hearing the Neder, right? Isha making a Neder, right? It all starts with making the Neder. So the Pesukim Kipshutai are talking about when the Neder was made. And if you want to know what halacha will be in it, which wasn't made, so you have to derive it from the psukim, like we see concerning hafara. Blessed has a kal v'chomer. Fine, you know, you have a kal v'chomer. You know, you could try to do that. You know, if we have a hekesh which says that you should make a kal v'chomer. Okay, so then we're limited to that. But we're going back to hakoma. Now, why is it that hakoma you can't make before the Neder is chal? So one option to that is that we're lacking a source. Right? The pasuk talks about be making a Neder which was already chal, and you know, to make a kal v'chomer, you know, or even to you know, to make a mamotzinu, right? A mamotzinu would be because if you don't have a kal v'chomer, right? So then you could, the other option would be mamotzinu.
No, but what is the mamotzinu?
I'm just speaking about what the possibilities are, right? And you have to make some kind of limud, right?
There's no kabbal chomer either.
There was a footnote which I was proud of because I was bothered by this question.
Yeah.
Is why can't we use the hekesh to learn out that hakam is good?
Okay, right. So we're going to get to that. That's what we're getting to. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right. So we're just first sort of rooting out the map for us over here, that the two possibilities why hakama can't be done in another, which was nachal, is option number one, is because we're lacking a source. The Torah only talks about another, which was chal, and we can't learn one from the next because they're different. You know, basically the Sfarad of Blessed says just in reverse. Right, that it's the Sfarah says that it's definitely easier to be mekayim a neder, an isser, which is here in front of us, rather than making hakama with an undeveloped, unprocessed isser. Right?
This is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer Mimintz. And you're saying there's no source. There's no source for hafar. There's no source for hakama on a neder that hasn't been made. There's no source on either one. But by a hafar, you can make a chal v'chomer, and by hakama, there's no chal v'chomer to make, which is what Eliezer Mimintz is saying.
Okay. I think the Ran says that, right?
Maybe the Ran says it, and but maybe.
Okay, but right. So this is one option, right? Exactly, like you're saying, right? There is so there's no source. Basically, there's no source other than what the pasuk says, and being that the pasuk says Hakom and Haforo on a nether which was made, and you know you can't develop anything more than that by Hakoma, so we're stuck right with what the pasuk says. Right, that's why that's so. Whereas Haforo is concerned, then there's mokum for a svara, for a kal v'chomer. Right, now were that to be so then we just have to work out the hemshach hadvarim over here. Because the Mishnah would seem like it's saying that Kunta Chacham, they also agree, right? That's what the Mishnah would be mashma, right? We'll see something more later. But the Mishnah would be mashma that the Chacham also agree to Blessed. You're right, in Svar, it's true, but there's a Hekish, right? And the Hekish does not allow us to make the Kal v'chomer, right? That's what it would seem. Now, according to this route, so, what you have to ask is like Shlomo was bringing up the question is that, I mean, there's a hekesh which is makish them to each other, right? You know, I don't think, you know, Isha Yikimen Shifana means that, you know, you got to start, you know, and that's the base and that this is this. I mean, a hekesh is a hekesh, right? You know, I mean, maybe someone will say that. But at this point, we're asking a question, if you makish each other, so each one by itself, you know, either has a source or doesn't have a source. If the reason why you can't make a hakama before the net is chal because you're lacking a source, so let the hekesh be the source. Right? Because hafara was saying in svara tells me that you could make a hafara before. So once that's true, but basically the question is that how do we know how to swing the hekesh? Right? You know, who's compared to who? We take each one by itself, right? You know, it's just a question of having a source and not having a source, right? If this is how we're going, so if you're just lacking a source, so let the hekesh be the source. That will be the question according to that mahalach. Right? Maybe we'll have to come back to this, but I was just setting up two sides to the coin over here. Maybe it's not the side of the coin, but to Mahalchim. See, were we to say that there's something more intrinsic about the fact that you can't make a hakoma before the nether is chal, then we would understand that it's not really negotiable, right? You know, you're just missing something in the mechanics that it just can't work, right? So that's why. And then you wouldn't have that question, like make the hekesh the other way. I mean, you know, you can't make magic over here, right? If there's something intrinsic that a hakoma can't work before, so that's set. If that's set, so then we understand why the hekesh went that way. But according to the other mahalach, that it doesn't seem to be something intrinsic, you're just lacking a source, So if it's just lacking the source, so then you have that question that why does the Hekesh go that way? We could have made the Hekesh the other way. Do you remember what the answer on the footnote was?
He didn't give an answer, and I was proud enough that I thought
the question.
Someone else asked the question, okay. So I just sort of went on.
Okay, very good. Okay, very good. Okay, just a valid question. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay,
so we'll have to be my eye to see what the answer is. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to be my eye properly. But Akopon, just in the developing of the sugya, you know, this is what we have to just follow through.
I mean, we know that you make a Hekesh on a Kal Vachomer. We have sources for that.
So that's a good point. Now, I'm not so familiar with this, but I remember that there is a nidin about this, whether you could do that, but it might be limited just to Kochin.
Oh.
You have to find the sources on that, but that would be a mahalach, right? If you know that could be in the laws of Hilchas Hekesh, like you know what does the halacha have to be beferish, where it's a developed halacha, and then you could send it over, right? That would be something to look into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is asking the question is Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger and Karen Ora, and he says see answers proposed by Shalmei Nedarim and Parshas Nedarim. See also the Rashba. Those are his.
Yeah. Okay. Those are the sources. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now.
Rashash. Right. Parshas Nedarim and also Rashash.
Rashash. Uh-huh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean Parshas Nedarim? Meaning in
Chumash? And it sounds like it's a safer. Sounds like it's a safer, which is cool. Parshas Nedarim.
Okay.
That's what it would sound like to me. Okay, we'll have to check up the Rashash over there. Talks about this. Okay. But let's see. Once that said, let's see the Ran now. So the Ran on the Mishnah. The Ran says that what this term means, what that means is that he is referring to a point of time whenever he decides to leave. It could be that it's undecided, but it's when he leaves, when he goes away, till he comes back. That's what he means, and therefore it's not necessarily from now. He's referring to he's being mikayim, you know, or mefer the nedarim. Only from the time that he leaves. And this is why he's not doing it from now. The Chayish, Dilma, he's concerned. Dilma, the Etzta, Tida, Nidorim, Sheyir, Sabiki, Yuman, Uke, the Precious, Le'el, Bahid, Emel, Apotropos. Now, according to the way that what the Ran is saying over here, that he's not being meichel whatever he's doing right now, because you know he doesn't know what the nether is, and since he'll still be here, so he wants to have the option. Maybe he'll want the nether, right? Now. This the first case of the mission is Harehen Kayomen, right? So that, I guess the Ran is is just picking one of the two. Right? You know, the first case, Mishnah is Harein Kayomen. Right? So, you know, if the reason why he's not doing it, because maybe he'll want the nether, that only talks to Hafar, right? And so, just, you know, either way, right? That's probably, you know, what it means. But as he doesn't want to commit himself either way now, because, you know, if he's around, so he wants to be able to hear what the nether is. Right? That's what the Ram means. Harehen kayom in liyom akum. Okay, this is really one we want to get to over here, right? The Mishnah says, Harehen kayom liyom akum, didafko le'ingin haforo omar rebelezer mufor mishum kavochemer didei. The Ran is coming to explain that why according to Rebelezer, there's a difference between hakoma and haforo. Why is it that according to Rebelezer, hakoma you can't make before the nezer chal, but haforo you could? So on that, the Ran says the following. That only haforo, he has the kal v'chomer, like the Mishnah says, im hafen dam shvol chal iser, and the Ran now goes just adds a little bit to that what that means. Shehem chazokum biyoser, a nether which was bol chal iser. That means the iser of the nether was chal already. So the chazokum biyoser, the nether, the iser, it came into actuality. Shekfar cholu, so that's. And if he could still be made for such a nether, even though the nether has strength to it, the isra has strength to it, lo yofer nedom shlo b'chal isra, v'lo yichamir yikul lehai, that the isra wasn't even chal. So it's not as chom, it's not as strong, it's not, you don't have the isra at all. So there's a svara over there, avol le'inyin hakoma adar avol, but concerning hakoma, the svara is just the opposite. True that the pasuk talks about nidorim that were chal, that he could be mekayim them, they're chamiri. Man lemolon hochi b'nidorim shadayin loicholu deloyalimi. Who will tell us? Do we have the right to take out one from the next, to build from one to the next? That nidorim which are not chal, which are loyalimi, that a hakoma could work. So the Ran says that the svara that he has, there's a kavachomer, there's a one-way svara over here, right? And meaning to say is that the dorim which were chal are alimi, the dorim which are not chal are not alimi, right? That's where they are on the scale, right? So when you come into a hafora, you're nullifying a nether. So if the pasuk tells you can nullify a nether which was already chal, you have the iser here, and you could be mavatel it. You could destroy the iser. So all the more so if the iser wasn't yet chal. When you come to talk about hakoma over there, then the svara would be the opposite, because hakoma is you're solidifying the nether. So if you have already the iser lefanecha, then you could solidify it. But if the nether yet wasn't a chal, so there already we don't have no source that a hakoma could be done on such a nether. That's what the Ran says, and this is what we were saying before. I believe that that we're lacking a source, right? That's really all it is. I'm just stressing over here that it doesn't seem to be that it's something which can't work. It sounds like that. Man lemelon, right? That's right. We have no source for it.
Is the kavachomer the other way?
The svar is the other way. I don't know if you.
I meant to say is because the svar is the other way. Therefore, maybe that's the reason to say it doesn't work.
I mean, it's not a reason to say it doesn't work. It's just that we don't have a source for that. In other words, we only have a source. You know that such an nether you could be mekayim. What about that? Well, you know, I have no source, right? You know, but any reason to say why it can't work, right? We don't necessarily have a reason to say why it can't work, right? And this is what we were just saying over the question that the Achronim asked, that if we're just lacking a source, then Akoponim, according to the Chachomim Shita, that they have a Hekish, so the question over there is that you know through the Hekish you really God, you could if it would seem like in the Mishnah that in Svara that Hafara, everyone agrees that really there is a Kal V'chomer, and therefore we really have a source that Hafara could be made before the Neder is Chal. So let's start with that, then we'll make the Hekesh, and then we'll have a source to the Din of Hakama, if Hakama is just lacking a source, that the Ran seems to be saying.
We've had this question before about whether a husband and wife can give up schuyos that they have in their marriage.
Okay.
Is the problem here that that's not what he's doing? But Taka, if he would say, I give up the right to do hafara, and that would work. And therefore, I mean, since he can't do hafara, therefore everything's going to be makuyim. But that's not what he's doing. Pataka, he could do that, or no? That even that we're saying he couldn't give up that right because.
Oh yes, I don't know. Is there such a thing as giving up a right to be mefer? I don't know. Did we come across such a thing like that? You saw an instance of that.
We had when Dubai Ksus and Ona. Didn't we have questions like that where he gets her Masa Yadayim, and the question is, can he be mochel the Masa Yadayim? Can she be mochel the food? Other things? We had these questions. Some things they could,
not non-monetary things. This is like not monetary.
I hear. That's a part of my question.
Right. So I don't know. Right.
Like
so
maybe Ona, they couldn't. Can they be mochel and Ona? Maybe they can't be.
Okay, that might be a source for a non-monetary thing. Is there such a thing as the Baal being moichel his chus to be mefer?
Would say there is, though. I don't think it would be nogea to what we're discussing here, right?
Because you think that's not what he's doing.
That's how I would understand. Right, yeah, how I would understand that. That's, you know, maybe there's such a concept, right, but... Here we're talking about he's going through the dinim of hakam and hafara. That's how
I hear. That was my question. So that's your answer. Good.
Right. Now that would. That wouldn't be mitam hakoma, right? That would be like, you know, the nether would, right? That's what you're offering. Not so much that it's hakoma, but he just sort of gave up his right to be made for it. So that's what the nether will be withstanding, yeah. Right? That's what that would be. Right. Okay. Yeah. So it would seem like from over here, this halacha right over here would seem to be telling, right? You know, if that was true, then that should be the halacha over here, right? And you know, when the Gemara says le'amar klum, right? The halacha means he could still be mefer, right? You know, that's right. So you know that point, you know, right? So in until we have a source for that, I would say that this is the source that doesn't work. Right? Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. Now like this. So we just said over the Ran, right? Ran. Now I just want to say over, right? The Rosh, remember the Rosh? You probably didn't remember because it wasn't really relevant to us. But the Rosh sounded like, and that's really what the Rosh is asking, like you're saying, Reza Mimitz, right? That might be, you know, the Rosh's question over here. But the Rosh by us says, Harehin kayom lemaklum, kilpishis leel dahavale kiyim bitoris.
Where's the Rosh?
The Rosh right over here on the Mishnah. The first Rosh on the Mishnah.
Lo amar klum.
Okay.
Kilpishis leel, right? The Rosh references, right, the first time they were brought it, you know, a couple of blad ago. Dahavale kiyim bitoris. Lefishyesh nidorim shelo yachbitz. The Rosh said that the reason why if someone makes a hakoma before he hears about a neder, the reason why it's not a hakama is because intrinsically it doesn't work. Right? That's why he's really taking the other side of things over here. That it's hakama, but we don't have, he doesn't have his full gemius das. The lashon of the Ran before is the kim alon, that means that we know shaloi hoy believe the kaimoi. That he doesn't really.
Okay.
This is the Rosh. I'm reading the Rosh that the Rosh references on Ayin Beis Omen Beis.
You turned back to Ayin Beis Omen Beis for the Ran?
For the Rosh. He just said over a Rosh that the Rosh referenced something that he said previously. Right, so this is the one says the Kimlon Shloy Hoy Beliber Lekaimoy Shema Tidor Dvorim Shuhu Mitzdair Uboy Shaleim Ve'ene Chofetz Bikiyuman Ve'have Kimoy Neder Betois. So the Rosh over here explains that it's something which is an intrinsic problem, that if someone is Mekaim or Neder, right, which he doesn't know about, right, in the Chalam, there might be an Afkamina, you know, whether there's a specific Neder, right, that he's shooting at, right, but that he's saying over here because, you know, he doesn't know what the Nedarim are, and there might be a Neder there that he really doesn't want to be Mekayim. And, so that's why we're missing in his Gemiris Das, Lo Yehoi Beliboy. So that's an intrinsic problem. Right? Intrinsic problem. Now let's just say the other half of things, that Reb Lezer Omer Mufar, however, when it comes to Hafara, then it does work. Dr. Rosh, Tevadai Bechol Nidorim Nichalei Shiyu Mufarim. Okay? Now, he tells us the facts, right? Maybe you want to question the facts. But this is the reasoning. The reasoning is that Minastam, a person, does not want his wife to have Nidorim. So if he makes a hafora, you know, blinded, doesn't make sense. We're not concerned that maybe there's an edit that he really wants. Right? There's minastam is no such thing. That person, you know, wants an edit. Right? So therefore, if he makes a hafora in advance, we have full lev. However, as far as hakama is concerned, that we don't have the full lev, and therefore there's something intrinsically missing.
Because he made a blanket statement, so just because there might be some, but it messes up even the ones that he would want to be Mekayim.
Yeah, right? that's what it seems like, right. Yeah.
That's right, there are some things that he would...
In other words, he's saying that because there might be in the future a netter that I wouldn't want, so therefore right. Not that netter isn't good, but all the darm she makes, I'm not being Mekayim.
Right.
That's interesting. I could have seen him doing this hakama in two different ways. One is like to spite her. Like, no, I don't want you to make any nadarim. So any nadarim you make, I'm Mekayim from now. Like that would be one way of doing it. And he really doesn't want it at all. He doesn't want any of them. But it seems like that's not what the Rosh is saying.
Right.
So in the Rosh over there, he says by Rabbi Eliezer, the Vadak b'chol adam nichal eshiyu b'farim. So that's again a svara why it should be mufar even beforehand. And again, you would have to say that the Chacham agree in svara, but the way the Rosh comes on, it seems like the Chacham would agree with that svara just to have the hekesh.
This point is that dependent on the Rosh and the Ran, this that the Chachamim sounds like they will agree had they not have the Hekesh, that might be just the Mashmoyis HaMishnah, no?
But the Tam sounds different from the way the Chachamim
right. Yeah. What you mentioned right now wasn't so much the point that we were just discussing right now. Right?
I'm saying that we had in the Ran that we said that really in theory the Chacham agree with the Kavah Chomer, but they said there's a Hekesh, what can I do? We have a Hekesh, so that we can't learn your Kavah Chomer.
Okay.
That's the way the Ran seems to say on our Mishnah.
Okay. I wouldn't necessarily relate that to the Ran. I think that's what the Mishnah says, no?
Where's the Mishnah say that?
No, it doesn't sound like from the Mishnah. Right, that would be the simple reading of the Mishnah, that they say to him, you know, you're saying Kavu Chaim, yeah, you're saying good. However, but you know, there's a Hekish, you know, so the Hekish is be mafkir to Kavu Chaim, right? That I think is the simple reading of the Mishnah. Right? Maybe we know in the Gemara that there's maybe the Brises that you know that don't agree with the Kavu Chaim. But as far as you know, the Mishnah is concerned. Right now, as the Mishnah says over here, I would think that point is the simple reading of the Mishnah.
But the Gemara, the Mishnah on Ayin Hay, says Rabbi Elazar has a Kal v'Chomer.
Right.
And the Rush on Ayin Bay says that. It's a svara, devada, kol olam nichol eshiv.
Okay, so this is the point that we come say over here. Is like this: is that, of course, you have to start with sources, right? The pasuk only talks about a nether which was made already, right? That's where you're starting from, the starting point. Now, if you want to develop hakama or hafora, even when the nether wasn't chal, so now there's two points. There's a mechanics issue, that could it work, and then there's a source issue. Right? Here? So, the Rosh that we just quoted said that in Hakoma, there's a mechanics problem over here. That you're not merely missing a source, but it can't work. A Hakoma, which is made before, is Hakoma B'toys, so it can't possibly work. Right, that's what he's telling us. However, as far as Hafar is concerned, we're not lacking in the mechanics. So therefore, if you have a source, then it'll work for you. So that's why Belezi in the Mishnah is saying a Kavol Chomer, that's source. But and what the Rosh is explaining is the difference why there's not a problem in the mechanics. Because if there was a problem in the mechanics, then source wouldn't help me. You hear that? This two points.
So what you're trying to say is that even if he had a Kal v'Chomer, well, first of all, does the Achronim's question apply to the Rosh or only to the Ran?
No, that's what we're heading at. You know, it's this question that make the Hekesh the other way. Right, that's what we're coming to say. That's the difference. According to the Rosh, that there's a problem in mechanics, that the wiring doesn't allow for such a thing. So, you know, the Hekesh can't make it work.
So the question is only on the Ran.
Right.
How would the Rosh learn a case where he says that if you make such and such nether in the future, I'm a Kayim it?
Okay, that's what we just mentioned before, right? If there was a specific nether, right?
Could
be
right.
Right.
I don't know. I thought you said.
Yeah, I mean that's what,
okay. I'm sorry.
Right. So that's what we said. That according to the Rosh, it should come out that you know if he's talking about a specific nether, right? Then you wouldn't have the problem. L'chayre. Unless you know we are a change of mind. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, what?
It's a bit of a kasha on the Rosh. Because the Gemara doesn't make such a chiluk, so if Misvara, you should make that chiluk in the Rosh. To me, it's a little bit of a kasha in the Rosh. I'm not saying the Rosh doesn't have an answer.
Or at least it requires relearning the whole Gemara, you know, all over again.
Because yeah,
really different mechanics. Okay. And it just.
Yeah. So when you learn it over, look at the Rosh better by us over here, what he does. Reb Lezman admits, like he sort of incorporates like both sparas over here. I'm not sure. Oh. I see maybe that could help us over here. Right. I didn't fully work that out how he's using both. Okay. Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, so that's what we just set up over here, and the Nafka Mina between the Subshatim, like we're saying, is this question that the Achronim are asking, right, would only be according to the way the Ran and those who say that Hakoma is lacking in the source because we don't have the Kal v'Chomer going that direction. But according to the way the Rosh is saying that there's something intrinsic missing that it can't work, so then we understand that there is, you know, you can't possibly, you know, work the other way, make a hekesh the other way. And, you know, that's what we come to speak about. There might be an afkamino, you know, where that's, if it's based on that svara, so maybe there'll be cases where maybe a hekesh would work.
It seems to say in the Rosh, though, that the kiyum b'toros is by every nether, if you're mekayim in advance.
By every nether,
if you're mekayim in advance. Since there's some nedarim, he would be embarrassed or mitzayir or whatever. Right. Therefore, every nether is a problem.
Right. I think that's what Shlomo was saying before. Right. But he was talking about if you specifically talk about a nether. That nether, if you make that nether, you know, I'm mekayim it. Right. So that's where you could think about it. Maybe things are different.
But if he didn't specify one, the Rosh seems to say.
Yeah. Right. 100%. Yeah. I'm asking. Okay, so that's what we wanted to speak through here in the Mishnah.
There's a big cloud there. When you make a toast, even if your toast was only in certain cases, but you made a general lushan, it becomes a toast in all cases.
Right. Mm-hmm. He means in the dorm, and this might have to do with the fact with the halacha Shabbat Mutzasa. I have to see whether that might play a role in this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I just want to maybe take a little look over here at what's happening in Hakomo. Right? Gemara really goes into it in Hafoda. Okay, so Jules, maybe we'll see it in the Gemara, and then we'll come back around in Hakomo. The Gemara, let's see the Gemara. Okay, we want to see the Gemara. Yeah, Zotin Gemara.
It's pashtus whenever, let's say, the Mishnah says, if the husband says, it can be the same thing with a father with his daughter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what happens if she's a Nairam Rasa? Could they both do this thing, all the Nadarm in advance will be Mufarid or Kohen Rabbi Lezer? If they both, let's say, the father and the husband are going on a business trip together, can they both be made for in advance with the
Kodesh Rabbi Eliezer? Yeah. Like you're saying, this is not limited necessarily to a husband. Right? This is Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that he's a Kal v'Chomer. Yeah, it's a Kal v'Chomer from the parashah, and you can make the same Kal v'Chomer, you know, concerning the Av.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would think. Okay, let's see. Iboiluhu. Rebbe Lezer, meichal cholin ubetelin, adima lecholin klau. Okay. Let's see. You don't often find such a gemara in Maseches Nedarim. It's more prevalent to find such a gemara. The more this would sound like a shaila nachronim. Right, this is a mechanical question over here. Right, how does it work? Right, that's usually left off the page that we have to work on it ourselves. Right, but the Ran, the sugya in Maseches Nedarim, just a revelation over here. Right, which gives some credibility to the Mahalach of the Achroinim, right? The later Achroinim that introduced the mechanics, right, as a major part of understanding of Sugyu. Let's hear the stodom of the Gemara. Gemara wants to know. The halacha is that if someone makes a hafar before the nether was made, it works. Right? Now the Gemara wants to know the following: Meichel cholin ubetelin. Is it because the nether is chal for a whatever it is, you know, we can call whatever that section of time, you understand what it is, but that millisecond or whatever it is, mechel cholin ubetelin, and then it's bottle, or it's not chal at all.
When you read the Mishnah, what do you think is the more pashut of these two studying?
So this is a point that I want to mention over here. This is important in the Derech HaLimud. There's two things. There's something which is a mashmois, right? The mashmois. And then there's something that, I guess, is, again, it's mechanics, right? In Sfora, which makes more sense. Right? So it could be that when we learned the Mishnah, you know, we got the feelings. We'll see whether that's so or not, and we get to see the Gemara. But maybe we got the feelings, right, that it's not chal at all. Right? It's not chal at all.
That's how I understood.
Right? That's mashmois. But now what we need to do really is to think of the Sodom Gemara. Is that so to us, you know, like we think that's what we mean, that's how it should work, you know. And you know, why is the Gemara have this sad that it's chal and become bottle? Like why do you have such a complicated thing? Things were so simple till we got to the Gemara. What's the basis of that? Right, so that might be an indication to us that, you know, even as much maybe the Mashmoy HaMishnah, maybe it's mashing one way, but how it should work, maybe it's easier to understand how it works, that it should be chal.
I can tell you why.
Okay, let's hear.
Because the Torah gave the power for the husband to be made for a nether. He didn't give the power, the Torah didn't give the power of the husband to prevent nidarim.
Okay.
So the Torah gave the power to be made for it. So he has the power to be made for it. So if he's made for after he heard the nether, maybe he can set it into effect that it'll be made for 1 minute after whatever she makes any other, but this prevented it, the stopping before it even happens to prevent another from being even made. We don't find the Torah giving the husband the power.
Okay. That lechora is right in right. And once that's so now things shift the other way, right? That now, once we start thinking in svara how it should work, that a hafara, the way the Torah gives it over, like we mentioned again, the pasuk is talking about neder which was chal, right? And when we see that there's a din hafara, hafara is a power to break something, right? It smashes a neder. That's what it does. Now, you know, if there's nothing there, you know, to bat at, so, you know, then that's not going to work. so what taka is this understanding of making a hafor before the nether is chal? So that might suggest to us that of course it's going to be chal because the mechanics of what a hafor does, that hafor deals with a nether and it breaks a nether. You know, so you got to have the nether over here. However, what you're doing by being mefer beforehand is that you're setting it into play that you know, as soon as the nether is chal, the breaker, right? It's a nether v'shoivrayimoy, right? Loran uses such a term in explaining the Kal V'Chomer, right? That the nether is born with its bittel. Akoponim. So that's probably why the Gemara has such a tzad. That, you know, we're not, you know, we don't have to have the right maybe to invent a new way how it works. Now, like you said, that according to the other side of the Gemara, then there's something new over here in Hafara. There's like a preventer, right? And now, according to this side of the Gemara, that Rebbe Elazar will have to be understanding that that lies within the breaking power or preventing power.
That is because Isha Noderes Adas Pilah Hinoderes. So she made the whole nether only on the Das Pilah. So if the Pilah doesn't want the nether, he can stop it from the start, even before it started.
The Kol HaNeiderus, like we saw in the Ran, is not necessarily right a reason by itself. Right, we still need the parasha of Nedarim and you know whatever the Torah said there. Right.
Because he can't have a man making a nether, or that's his friend, and the friend being Mefer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Ram was saying over there, right? So the Kol HaNederes, right? You know, without getting involved in that on itself, right? If it was working on its own, then itaka would be a different lomdus really than Hafara, the way we understand what Hafara is. Right, that might be like mekores nachal, no such a thing. Right, and aphorism kan labo. Okay, so we'll limit that conversation over here to aphora. Okay, yeah.
The flip side of that svara, I guess, is that the kal b'chomer that even though that mechanics didn't exist in standard hafara, but the kal b'chomer includes that. If you could be Mefer, so then you can prevent it.
Right? I mean, creates a new mechanics.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. That's another way of saying. I said it in a little different nusach before, but you want to say that maybe the Kal v'chomer itself will invent the preventive function.
Right.
Okay. Maybe. Right, maybe you can understand it like that.
The Torah gave the power to be Mefer, so that.
You see, the Gemara is mistopic, you know, in Rebbe Elazar who says the Kal v'chomer, you know, whether that's true or not. So we just come to explain that on the tzad, that it's not chal at all, you know, where does that come in? Is that before the Kal v'chomer, or that's a product of the Kal v'chomer?
Okay. Now, is this the answer of the Gemara? The next stuff is going to try to bring, because a man can say, kol ha'nedarim she'adur Yom Kippurim Zeh, Yom Kippurim Abba, that he can stop them in advance, and wants to bring what
his own nedarim.
So, and then the Gemara asks, no, the Hailachud v'Hailachud. Is that essentially what it's answering? That by a woman, the power is a hafara. By the man, he's basically saying my neder is a neder tos. Masha'in came by. He can't say by a woman her neder is a neder tos. By his own nedarim, he can say, mm-hmm. any nedarim I make is coming here, they're neder toh, so he mm-hmm. can stop them even before they begin. Mm-hmm. But by a woman, he can't say she made a neder toh, she said whatever she wanted to say. He has the power to be made for.
Right. I think you're definitely right, and we'll see, have seen in the Shakatai, the immoral, you know, what's the Sakdak, what was the changeover, but what you're saying definitely is an important point, right, in the Gemara. Right, so we'll have to see the fine points over there is that what was the Shaka Vitaria in the Gemara. Right, we'll see about that. Right. Mm-hmm. Akoponim, yeah. Okay, so we just saw over here that Making a hafara beforehand. Now the way we've been discussing till now, right? What we're assuming over here is, and I just want to just point out just another point is that we're really just discussing why the Gemara had to say it's sad that it's chal and it becomes batel. Why can't you just, you know, simply let it not be chal? So that's what we were discussing, that it could be that there is no such thing, that this, you know, a hafora is not a prevention, a hafora is a breaker, right? So, you know, if it's here, you can break it. If it's not here, you know, that's nothing to do. However, if you hold, however you get it, that it could be a preventer, so then it won't be chal at all. Now, that's just explaining, you know, what the issue on that it shouldn't be chal at all is. But is there any problem with the other side of the Gemara? Meaning to say that a reason why we bedafko want to learn that it's not chal, right, is not because it's, you know, it's easier, because it can't work the other way. It can't work that it should be chal and then it'll break it. Are both stodim agree? Both stodim agree that it could be chal and it could break it. And the issue just is that maybe you could do something. You know, there's something that a step before that, right? Or there's a there how do you call it? You know,
mutually exclusive.
Okay, maybe that's the word.
Well, there's not to say that there's a better svara to say you can stop in advance.
Yeah, right.
If you hold that it has to be preventative, because once it's chal, you can't break it at that point. That you can't set up a hafara for later.
Yeah. Oh, so this is a point that I want to mention right over here. This is regardless a ha'orv. Regardless of ha'orv, but this might be an afkamin in it. And question is as follows, right? And on the side of the Gemara that it's chal, and then the hafara, right, will break the nether. So the question that you have to ask yourself is that, you know, what's keeping this hafara alive till it happens? Right? It makes a hafara. I mean, we know that you know, a chalois, in order for it to exist, it has to be chal to some degree, and then, you know, it could be here later. Right? What's he doing over here? I mean, is he simply making a hafara in advance? You know, he's just making like the maisa hafara now, but he's taka sending the hafara later, or he's making a hafara now, and you know the hafara is here and it's just waiting for the neder to be chal, and you know then it'll do its thing. Could you make a hafara in advance? A kaponim that. It's itochen that the prevention side of the Gemara doesn't have this issue, right? Because l'chayra, there's no milo, if you're talking prevention, from being chal a second before the neder is chal, to prevent from being chal, or now, I think, right? You know, I mean, regardless, right? You know, this prevention is somehow, you know, you could just, I don't know where it's chal, but it's some kind of halacha that it's chal, and it prevents the dorm from being chal. So
you put a stopper in now.
Yeah, you put a stopper in now. Right. I mean, I don't see why putting a stopper in a second before she makes the nether is, you know, is any better as far as this is concerned.
I mean, I don't know if it's a good mushul, but I can imagine you could have a door. The door's unlocked. But as soon as you push it a little bit, it triggers a mechanism, and then something, you know, falls to block the door from opening. So really the door is completely unlocked. You can push it open. But as soon as you push it, that little bit, it triggers like a little thing, and then boom, the whole thing falls and stops the door from opening. So I don't know if this helps.
So what would that, yeah, okay. So I just want to wonder what that trigger would be. It can't be the nether, right? Because it has to be chal before the nether. Right, so, what would be that trigger for later?
You're
what's happening
it,
later?
It can't be the netter. Why?
Because then it's too late, right? You know, this has to be chal before the netter is chal.
Well, you know, you set up the mechanism.
that
then as soon as she makes
before.
The netter,
so you know, so is it possible that if the activator is the nether, is it possible that it'll activate a prevention on the nether? You know, in sequence of events, is that possible to do that?
I don't know if what I'm saying is helpful. I was trying to make some kind of a muscle.
Right.
If it's not helpful, it's not helpful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Just in the Rav's chakir, what would the Rav going to a case where a person were to say that I'm made for your nether a day after you make it? Right. So there, it would definitely be chal the nether. And because he's trying to have it be made for it after it went into existence. So would that be an afkamina between the two ways on how the Rav was saying? Is that can
if he specifically expresses that he wants the hafor to be chal only after the nether is chal,
right?
Basically, right?
Uh huh.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right. Right. That's what it would be. That's what will be. You know, I'm entertaining a possibility that it's sad, that it's chal, the prevention is not maybe just the stamp that the Gemara holds of this, but since the Gemara holds that sad can't be, you know, so therefore Beherchach has to be chal before. But the truth is that I wonder whether I'm really helping things, because this preventive power over here. Also, I don't really hear how it works exactly. I mean, the Gemara definitely says it, so you know we could just the cheshbon that we're making lechor is true, right? That means that you know there's such thing as a chalois of a hafor, which is a prevention, which is not chal, you know, in conjunction or as a breaker in a nether. It's just it's just some kind of blockage, right? There's some kind of thing by itself. It's a chalois blockage. That's what it is, right? So I just don't hear that. I don't hear that so good how that works. But truth is, the Gemara says this. I shouldn't. It's not something in question. That's out of the Gemara. That could be chal. Okay. So then, and therefore we just brought up that it's possible that it's that there's a problem with that other side of being chal later afterwards. There's nothing to be mikayim the chalois of the hafora. It should become kolso, like we have in other situations, right? That if a chalois is not chal, it's kolso. It ends. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's take it here now. Just going back.
What was that call? So I don't understand that. If you try to make something to, if it's not chal, then it disappears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can make it chal now. You can make it chal later, but it has to.
So that's the way you're discussing over here. What's happening over here? Are you making that for now and it's around, it's just waiting for the nether to come and then it'll break it? If that's what it is, so then we're questioning that it should be kolso, because if it's not chal, so then it should just end. Possibly that side holds that you're really sending the chalois later. You're making the ma'isa now, and you're making a lachar shloshim, such a chalois. That's what you're doing. So it's not a problem of a kolso, because you're not trying. It's takanah chal now. You didn't set out that it should be chal now. What you're just doing is that you're advancing the ma'isa hafora. Right, but the chalais is later. So it'll, as far as that's concerned, it'll be equivalent to that as if you made the ma'isa later. Now I want to just talk about, you okay there? Yeah? Okay, now let's just bring this back to Hakoma. To Hakoma. Right? Let's just feel out what this would mean in Hakoma. Right? The Mishnah discusses making Hakoma.
Regardless, if let's say she makes a nether, he's away, she has to keep the nether until he comes home. Right? Isn't that automatic?
If he makes a hafara,
no, let's say according to her blessing, he doesn't make a hafara.
Oh, right.
So she makes a nether, he's away. She has to keep it.
Right.
So what difference is if he's mekayimin or not?
Hakama, the relevance of Hakama is just as far as him being made for it.
When he comes back and is Yom Shama on the day he returns, he's giving up his right to be making it to be made for it at that point.
Right, and if he wants to do a she'ela, he has to do a she'ela on the original Hakama, which was on all of her nedarim, not on any individual neder. Meaning he could come back, and now he's going to hear about all of her nedarim. And he's got a hakama. He can do a she'ela on the hakama. But it would have to be a blanket she'ela.
Right, right. So whatever dinim the hakama had, that's the she'ela. Right? Whatever.
She has to keep the nether until he comes back.
Yeah. Hakama is not a difference in the iser, as far as her keeping the iser. Hakama really is only relevant to the hafora.
Giving up that he's, that if the hakama goes into effect, that he can never be made for it. Is that what you're saying?
Upon him, whatever that, you know, if he could take off that comma, you know, what's it
say? There was also enough community to say if it was the Av that was making it, could the Baal, was making it, could the Baal be made for it, right? I mean, that, right, to bring it down a step, right? Didn't we say that there was enough community that after a comma, the Baal can bring it from
either one, right? If either one is the Mekayim, then the other one can't be made. So the Nafkamina basically in Hakama really is Benigeit HaHafor, right? Whoever, you know, has the ability to make, whether it's the, you know, the Mekayim himself, or if it's Taka the Zeshutfis, so, you know, he'll affect the other person. Okay. So now, what I just wanted to think about over here is that, I mean, the Mishnah was discussing a hakama in advance, right? Right. So how would a hakama in advance work, right? And as far as the Tutzdom that the Gemara has over here, right? Is there so you know, if it's chal and it's, and you know, and then the hakama is chal, that's how every nether works, right? That, you know, you have this and it's the shal is the other way. Is there such a thing as a hakama in advance, right?
Hafara in advance is preventative; it's blocking the nether from being chal. But hakama in advance doesn't make sense.
Right. Right, I mean, Hakama is working with a nether. You need a nether for Hakama.
Right.
Right?
So it's by Hakama, thing. It has to be the second side.
I'm not.
Well, what do you ask?
I mean, if you would learn like other Rishonim, which we didn't discuss, that the issue here is Devar Shelo Bala Olam, then I would say, yeah, you can't have a Hakama on a Devar Shelo Bala Olam. You need. That there are other Rishonim who learn that's the problem with Hakama in advance, that it's Devar Shelo Bala Olam. But once you're specifically not learning that way, you're learning like the Rush, that it's the issue is Tos and not Dovar Shelo Bala Olam, then it sounds to me like the Rush thinks you could even do a Hakama before it comes. And if you learn from the Hekish, just like you can do a Hafar before it comes in advance, so, you know, it's a Hekish. Whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense, it's a Hekish.
But if
you were learning, if you would learn the Hekish that way.
How would the mechanics work? How can you do a Hakama in advance? It doesn't make sense.
I don't know if it doesn't make sense. I hear what you're saying, but I'm okay with anything you do.
How far in advance makes sense?
You say to your wife, I'm okay with anything you do. And she goes and does it. And then you don't like it. Can you take it back? You said, I'm okay with anything you do.
The way I understood where the Rav was driving here is that does this machlokus by hafara of
these two tzadim,
right? Does that apply?
Right.
You know, theoretically, in a hakama sense, right, in other words, right. In one sense, that you don't have to take a tzad on it, but it's just not shaykh to the to the union. That's how I understood where the Rebbe was going on that.
Right. I mean, so I guess what I mean, it would seem like, I mean, hafor is something, I'm sorry, hakama is something which works intrinsically with the neder. That's what it does, right? I need a neder. I need a neder. So first, what we need to know is that, I mean, if we understand that the hafora that's chal before and it's there waiting to, you know, just whatever they call it, like when you don't allow a bomb to
diffuse,
something like that. Yeah, right. So if it's there and it has that power to diffuse the neder, you know, that it never got off the ground. So. That definitely can't be by hakama, because hakama is solidifying on nether. It's not a thing by itself.
Then why not speak out the whole problem that way? I mean, why not speak out the whole problem? The reason everybody agrees on hakama that you can't do hakama in advance is because there's nothing to be making.
Well,
because you want to say because that the whole she was they were saying that it should be a hakama from after it happens. That's the way
that's really the root of what I'm going to see. What I wanted to know like this is that you see that let hakama be telling on the shaila of haforo. Right? If hakama can't be before and therefore the lumdus has to be afterwards, so shouldn't that be telling on the way hafara works? That's what I was at least trying to work out. It really has to do with what we mentioned before, in hafara.
Then the Gemara could have brought a raya like that.
Okay, yeah, let's say right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
Why do they have to work the same way? Why are you assuming that Hakama and Hafara have to work the same way?
Well,
maybe Hafara is a preventative blocking it from being Chal in the first place, and maybe Hakama works that the Neder is Chal for a minute.
So then in the Hekish, if that's, one second. But Hakama be. Let Hakama be something but one of the two starting. But Hafara maybe has a different side. And the Hekish could still be true, because regardless, that's what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then that could be a good point. That could be true. Even if we're right that Hakama only has one of the two tzadim, that's not a reason to limit Hafara. Hafara doesn't have to be limited to the possibility of what Hakama might have been.
Could you learn like this, that it's a dover pashut that everybody agrees you can't do hakama? It's even before the mission starts. Everybody agrees you can't do hakama before it starts because of dover shelo bala olam. And when they're talking in the Mishnah, they're already a step beyond that. Of even if you want to make the hakama bichal after the neder starts, even in that case, we're maskim. Now, for the reason, let's say, either the Rosh says or either the reason that the Ran says. So now, when you make the Hekish, now you can make the Hekish in both cases. Because really, they're holding you can't do Hakama in either case.
So now, two cases are making that Hakama now and
to prevent a preventative hakama or a chal afterwards hakama, like we're talking
about. So the preventative hakama, that's the label oilam problem,
right? And we agreed about that maybe even before the Mishnah started, because that was pashut.
And then
we further agree that even if you want to make it chal afterwards, also it still doesn't work for the second reason. You know, again, either the reason of the Ran or the reason of the Rush.
Okay. That could be Taka. That could be... Could be. Right. To think through that a little bit better. But that could be. Right? Could be like you think. Okay. So that could be that. That could be true. So let's see. Okay, so we just brought up a point. The Mishnah, the Gemara is clearing how hafara works. We just wanted to be more that, you know, that there's something to think about how that would have presented itself in Hakoma. Okay, now let's come back to Hafora again. Okay, so the Gemara is clearing a Shaila. How does the Hafora on a Neder, which wasn't made yet, how is that, how does it work? Zokta Gemara, what's the Nafkamina? Zokta Gemara, my Nafkamina, ki goin de itfis achrina bahade nidra. The nafkamina is if we're matvis something else in this nether that was made with a advanced hafora. I amrit cholin, if you hold that it's chal and then it's immediately bottle, havet fisuso, then that fos would be hatfoso, and that other nether will be chal. I amrit loy cholin loy ika mashosho, but if you hold that it's not chal in the first place, so there is no mamish. There was never a nether over here to be matris. No basis to be matris. Okay, so let's hear. So the Gemara says that the nafkamina over here, whether it's chal, in regards, it's only chal, you know, for a rega. That's all, and it's immediately bottled. So, you know, practically speaking, it's not relevant as far as the iser itself is concerned. The nafkamina will be as far as hatfos, that whether one could use that nether, which was chal for that moment, that rega, to be a basis to be mechal another nether. If it was chal for a second, then there's something to work with. If it was never chal, then there's nothing to work with. That's what the Gemara speaks at, what the nafkamina would be. Now let's see the Ran on this. Okay. We'll pick up the round over here. The second round, the itfis achrina bahade nidru. Zok the man, kagunsha nodra hi binozer. She was nodra binozer. And, you know, we have the hafora that the Baal was made for. Ubo acher vo omar vani kamoya. Someone comes by and says, ani kamoya.
Is there a hatfasa with somebody making a hatfasa for themselves ever? Hatfasa is two people, right?
Well, theoretically, it could be the same person on another nether, l'chayra. Right?
It could be on the same person, in theory?
L'chayra, one could use one's own first nether to match as the second nether.
Four apples on the table, and then he makes that fuss, and just like those are us, and the apples in the other room also, so, whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be two people.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
This is how the Gemara, if it's chal, then becomes bottle, then that fos is that fossil. Now, the Ran, let's hear the Ran over here. The Ran is very carefully circumvents some problems here. The Ran is asking a question. All right, now let's just follow. You know what happened over here. She's Noida bin Ozer, right? So, as soon as she's Noida bin Ozer, right then, right, even if it's Chal, but it's Miyad Botel. The person, right, who's saying that Ani Kamoya is saying this afterwards, right? So definitely what he's saying this, at that, by that point of time, her nether is not existing anymore. Right?
Even if he says it right away, it's after it was Chal and Batel.
Well, it was a time-wise, and that's what I'm just pointing out. Time-wise, the nether is not Kaim anymore. Right? That's sure. That's partial. Right? He's not, you know, we're not, right? He's not, you know, waiting, at, you know, as she's, the words come out of her mouth that he's, you know, getting in an ani during that second. Alright? It's happening afterwards. And so, that's what the Ran is bavorning right now. The fact the Ran, that, you know, granted that it was Chal, but at the point when this person said Vani, the nether was already bottle anymore.
So she's not an Azira, so he shouldn't be a Nazir either.
Yeah. Right. Didn't he debateli luhu miyad? That's the Ran saying. True that the nether is bottle miyad, afilo hochi, nevertheless, given the Chayli, since it was Chal, motzi matvis behu. The chiyom avani kamoyo, aharene nezira te kaomra kaomar. He's being matvis in the original. He's not being matvis in the current state. He's being matvis in what she said. That's what he's doing. And therefore, his hatfosa is taka being directed back to that moment that the nether was chal.
I'm like her, I'm like what she said.
So I understood that what he meant was that it's chal at the moment that she said it, right? That's what I thought he was saying. That he's directing it back, and therefore he has the chalois. He has the nether to work with. V'iloi chayli lekach shosha hilkoch lihav hatfoso. It's not chal at all, so there's no nether, so there's no hatfoso.
Is that a misprint?
They changed the gears to my Gemara. They said it's Mishasha.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought. Seems like it should be.
It says,
okay, right. I mean, that is Loshna Gemara, right? The Gemara, right?
It's Loshna Gemara, and it's all makes more sense. There's no Chashasha here. The question is, there's nothing to be
right.
Matfis in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're saying good. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where did they switch?
Chashasha to Mashasha.
It says, Kaf, Tof, Hey, Yud, Ksav, Hey, Yud, Ksav, Yad?
Ksav, Yad, yeah, maybe.
So that's how I'm understanding it. If you understand it differently, based on the sugi before, then we'll have to discuss that. Right, Rebbe Yo, you understood differently what the Ran means over here, that he's being matfis. Is he? I mean, definitely in the Gemara, she said the same thing, right? She's Maharen and Nizira, both stop in the Gemara, right? And the Gemara is saying that you need the Chalois, right? So that it would seem to be that he's been mafis in the Chalois, and that's what the Nafkamina is, whether you have it or not. And what the Ran is saying is that he's then not being mafis in the current Nether, because there is no current Nether, right? but he's bimaptis in what originally was. And a person can do that. You don't necessarily need to have the nether inside, as long as he bimaptis in a nether. There was a point of existence of the nether, and he's bimaptis in that.
Would the same thing apply if she made a nether to be a nazir, did the naziris? A week later, he says that I'm like her.
I mean, if now you want to know, would we understand it that he's referring to the point of time that the Naziris was existing?
No, it's a question.
See, there's two things over here. There's a mashmois in what he's doing, and you know, then
the mechanics again.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like when he says, "I mean, hear the lashon," meaning. In a sense, like I hear your question. I had the same question. It sounds like if he would say, "I want to be like she was," right, at that moment, and maybe Taka, that's going to work. The question is now: he's saying a lashon of, "I want to be like her." If he's saying, "I want to be like her," a week later, it's not going to help him. The question: it sounds to me like when it says now, "I want to be like her," even though she herself is no longer a nazira, but somehow, because it's Tok Kedei Dibur, we understand his lashon to be going back on that moment. Would you mask into that?
Yeah. So the truth is that you mentioned Tok Kedei Dibur over here. I'm not so clear exactly when the time period of that is.
Well, there is the difference well, when you're still in the parsha, so it could be.
I don't know, but I mean, what
you made that up, or you saw that somewhere?
Well, no, I mean, that sounds what's much with going on here. I mean, what he says, and I want to be like her. He's asking the question. That's his question. Does it have to be said it right away, or he could say it a week later?
What about 5 minutes later?
There's no difference.
In Shlomo's case, there's another aspect over here that you're talking about whether she finished the Nazirus.
Right.
See, that also might be a fundamental difference over here. See, what happened over here is that she was Mekabel Nazirus, which the Nazirus really should have still existed now, whenever he did it. There was our forum, right? You know, which broke the Nazirus.
Right, so his case is a case. Things like that, right?
Yeah. His case is a case where someone went through the Nazirus, right? The whole and it ended.
I didn't hear that, but if that's what you're saying, he was asking.
That was the case that he spoke about.
I mean, he wasn't thought out.
That's what I did ask.
That's what you meant when you said a week later.
I went to him. I don't know if I was thinking. I wasn't thinking all the branches. A lot of my brilliant thoughts are.
A week later, she's still not.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He said a week later. That's why I didn't hear the question that way. If he had said a month, you know, 31 days later, I would have heard the question.
So if she's still on that, Nazir, right, then the question. So he's talking about the case where there is no Naziris. So without a hafara, that would mean that it was niskayim, right? It ended. You know, so I guess a week is talking out a good example. You're right.
I mean, that's so let's just say in a normal case, even without a hafara,
right?
A person makes it's a nazir. They finish their naziris. They brought all their kabbanas.
Right.
Now somebody says, "I want to be like them."
Right.
I mean, if they would say, "I want to be like they were," then maybe I hear it. I mean, if they want to say, "I want to be like them," then it seems, I mean, it seems like pasha to me, though, at that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's say you see a nazir on the last day of his nazirus, and you say you want to be like that person. You're only going to be a nazir for one day?
In the zirus,
you want to be exact like them. You're accepting what they have.
Okay, well, we know that we have all sorts of problems.
But he's right. If you make up on this for one day,
yeah.
Right, Allah is, you take a nazir for 30 days. Right. Yeah. So that wouldn't even make a difference, really. But I don't think when a person's makabel naziris, you know, to be like someone who's a nazir, you know, he doesn't mean to mean just the amount of time that he means. He wants to have, he wants to put the status that that person has on himself. It'll start now, you know. So, you know, it'll extend further because he's starting later on in time, right? Areni nazir shezel nazir, right? In the case, I mean, the person, you know, he's been didn't just become a nazir now. Necessarily. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so this is so the Gemara gives us the nafkamina to it over here. Now let's see the rais that the Gemara brings. Okay, so the rais that the Gemara brings. Yeah. Okay. One more zen. Let's see over here. Okay, and this is gonna be relevant, right, to what Michael brought up over here. So let's see the shakwa tayyid is Gemara. So the Gemara Toshma. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, im hofer our Mishnah, im hofer nedom shbo lechal iser, lo yofer nedom shloi bo lechal iser. Tomorrow brings the blesses kavuchoymer. So tomorrow, oh, shmamino lecholin. I see from over here that they're not chal at all. Now, what we need to know is that we the Gemara see this, right? Shmamino de lecholin. Now, is the pshat in the Gemara like Rabbi Yol learned the Mishnah, right? That Mishnah gives off the feeling that the Nachal, right? Is that what the Gemara means? Or the Gemara's Raya is maybe from something more intrinsic, right? Meaning to say that the Kavul Chomer wouldn't work if they're Chal, right? Right? Okay, let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Toshma, Omar lohem Rabbi Eliezer, im hof nedom shalol chlal iser shmam nelechol. Okay, that the Ran brings the Gemara, the Sakdat of the Gemara, the Rai shmamino nira be'enai. Right, so we know whenever there's a nira be'enai, that perks our attention, right? That we see that something's not so simple over here, right? The Ran is telling us, I'm giving you my opinion, right, on something over here. The mishum hochi mashm le delecholin. This is why the Pashtun in the Gemara who's bringing their raya, it seems to him, now the word mashma over here doesn't necessarily mean, we'll see, this doesn't mean that the mashmo is, you know, right, you know, in wording. Mashma d'lechalin. Nehi delish d'masisim loy daya kochi. On the contrary, right? So the Ran tells us, you know, he's sort of bavornak. Why did he think to bring a raya that's not chal at all? On the contrary, the Loshon HaMishnah is not meduik like that. Loi daye kochi. As the Gemara will say in a minute, right? That's the basis of the Gemara's dicha is mi katani she'enon boin shloi bo katani adain loi bo. Right. So the diik HaMishnah, right, is like that. Right. And this is again, right, in important. Like I mentioned before. That, you know, when we learn something the first time, okay, so, you know, we have our ideas and things like that, but we always have to be on the lookout, right, in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, whether they're in agreement to us, right? As a matter of fact, that we try to train ourselves that there are a lot of assumptions that we make that we don't even think is a question, and because of that, maybe we don't realize that in the Rishonim, you know, they might say otherwise. Right, so you always have to be on guard and question how authentic, you know, our senses are. Okay, so Zokta Ran, I see the Gemara says that Mishnah's Meduk not like that. Now the Ran doesn't want to learn that there's like some kind of Shach V'Taya on the Dik Haloshen HaMishnah, right? Therefore, Zokta Ran like this. So therefore, the Ran's bothered that where the Gemara get this idea that it's not Chal at all. Dr. Ran, Mishum. Right, so this Mishum, right, goes back on the Nir Be'enai, right? Nir Be'enai, the Mishum Hochi Mashmed Leichalin. In brackets, Nihi Delishnud Mashin Leidayak Hochi, right? And it continues over there with the Mishum. Okay? Mishum, the Bishlomi Yamed Leichalin. Dr. Ran, the following. The reason why the Gemara thought that it's not Chal is really because then the Kal V'Chomer makes sense. Right? That's what he's saying. Mishum de bishlama yamer lechaylin. If it's not chal at all, yisel kavachomer. Then I have a kavachomer. The afor mevatelis nidor mshochol ukfar. If This is the Kal v'Chomer. If a hafor could be mevatel a neder which was ready chal, the isra was chal, is koshken the ma'ak v'shlo yecholu. So the koshken came that it could prevent it, that it wouldn't be chal in the first place. Avali amr techainu b'teilin, but if you hold that it's chal, then it's batel, my Kal v'Chomer. What's the Kal v'Chomer? Kiven nechailin haribo l'chal isra. It's all the same. Right? Once it's chal, you know? What's the Kal v'Chomer? Why should that be? How long the chalas was, was around? That's the basis of the Gemara. Okay, so that's how the Ram learns the Gemara Saka Daitach. More in the Svora of a Kal v'Chomer, Zok the Gemara, more makes a Kal v'Chomer. What would be the basis of a Kal v'Chomer if it's chal? If it's chal, then it's all the same. Now, I just want to point out like this, that it might be true that according to this understanding, there's no Kal v'Chomer, right? And maybe we don't even need a Kal v'Chomer. Right? In other words, as far as Rebbe Lez's din, right? If you want to know, what are we losing now, right? The Gemara is saying that if it's chal and it's bottle, there's no Kal v'Chomer. So, how far does that go? Therefore, we lose Rebbe Lez's halacha, or not going to lose his halacha, because on the contrary, it's like a mamantin, basically. Right? That's what it will be.
Why won't we lose the halacha?
Because it's basically the same thing.
Am I following?
A normal Kal v'Chomer is, if this is weak, it can do it, then that strong for sure can do it. But, or whatever the Kal v'Chomer is. Here, Rabbi Weinstein is saying that even if you don't have the actual Kal v'Chomer anymore, because they're both being chal, but you can say, just like it's chal and the husband able to be made for over there, so too it's chal and the husband able to be made for over here. Is that what you're saying, Rabbi Weinstein?
Yeah. That's why I was raising this point, that component, right?
Where is
right? You could.
Okay. I mean, but where do we find that we come up with new halachas based on Kal v'Chomer, Chomer v'Chomer?
This is a Mamatzino. That's what Mamatzino is, right? So if you could,
what's a Mamatzino is when. What's an example of a Mamatzino?
Mamatzino is that we're comparing something to something else. We don't see that there's any difference that should cause a difference in halacha, and therefore we have the right to develop that this should apply to there also.
Okay. I was struggling with this, but I think what the saying is that just like you see, he can be made for Nadarim after the neder was made and he hears about it, so he can also set up in advance before the neder a hafara to bichal after. That would be the mamatzino. But there's no difference between the two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's what you're saying, something like that,
I,
no?
If I have to do my homework, mamatzino's class, mm-hmm. class, I don't remember seeing okay.
See, if the issue is as far as doing it in advance, right, or any problems that you have of making chalas in advance, so then this gets involved in the point that we had before, that and even if you have a Kal v'Chomer, right, but how do you do that? Right. So if you say the Kal v'Chomer is going to invent, this possibility of creating a chalos beforehand, so maybe then you have a point, right? If you don't have a Kal v'Chomer and you're still creating something beforehand, so maybe that you can't develop that one from the next. That might be a point. So let me just back up again. Because what I'm just the thing that I'm just wondering over here is the Ran tells us that the Moriz Raya is because there would be no Kal V'Chomer if it was Chal and it's bottle. Because you know it's you're not doing something simpler. You're working with a nether that was Chal, so it's not a Kal V'Chomer. And we were just questioning over here at this point. Is that true? Reb Elazar has a Kal V'Chomer, and therefore, in as much as he's working with the Kal V'Chomer, that's the moral hold that he has to be working with something which the nether is less chomer, and the only way the nether can be less chomer l'chomer is if it wasn't chal, because once it's chal, it's all the same as far as the chomer ha-nether. Right? That's definitely true. But what we're just wondering is that granted there is no Kal V'Chomer, right? But do we lose the basis of his din? Maybe we could, you know, use Namotzin.
We just have a different lashon in the Mishnah. If this Kal V'Chomer wasn't true.
Yeah, right. And as I would call it, a different limud, right? Okay. You know, he's using a Kal V'Chomer. You see, the truth is that every Kal V'Chomer really is, it's a stronger Namotzin. That's really what it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's all the more so, right? Right? That's, right? Because, you know, the difference only causes all the more so, right? So if you disregard that difference, right? And that difference is definitely not going to make it worse, right? Mm-hmm. So then it's mamotzinu, right? So really, a Kal V'Chomer, you know, is an advanced mamotzinu, right? Once you know this, then you know who I didn't there for sure. That okay? That's just that point I was just wanted to give over to the Olam to think about. Now Koponim, okay, but let's back out of that. So the sakadaita of the Gemara is that Maisi he makes the Kal V'Chomer, and the Kal V'Chomer needs Kal and Chomer. If it's not Chal at all, then it's a Kal, right? But if it's Chal, then where's the Kal and Chomer? That's what the Gemara is asking. Now this we have to get over here. If that was the Gemara's problem, right? So what's the Gemara's answer over here, right? The words of the Gemara, because the words of the Gemara is that mi katani this, katani that. Okay, shkoyach, you tell me words. My question, I was asking to you that it's not meduyik like I'm saying, right? I'm just telling you that you know it's not a Kal V'Chomer. So you're telling me, well, look at the words. So let's see how the Ran gets around this, right? Because really, the Shaka Ventari has to be that you're going to have to show me how you could make a Kal V'Chomer even on that side of the Gemara, right? That's going to have to be addressing, you know, where the Raya came from. If you're right, meaning to say is that if the only way you can have a Kal V'Chomer is if it's not Chal at all, but if it's Chal, there is no Kal V'Chomer, then the Tana should have said Shein Boin, the Ha'ilish Namashim, the Ha'forim Ha'kevis, Buhu Shlo Yavoyu, that it's not going to happen. For like katani hachi, it doesn't say this. The shloi bo katani, the lashon of the mishnah shloi bo, the mashma adain loy boyu bo, not yet. Elish a soifan lovoi. Hilkach. So what the Gemara is saying is like this: is that really, as we'll see, the Gemara of course is going to have to end up saying how you do have a Kal V'Chomer, but the Gemara is supporting that even though maybe we're saying a chiddush, how you going to have a Kal V'Chomer. But the Gemara is supporting that by saying that, you know, the Mishnah says what it says, and therefore I'm going to explain to you how to learn the Kal V'Chomer in the wording of the Mishnah. Right? So that's the first step over here. And that's all the Gemara says. The Gemara really just is like, it's like step number one, according to the Ran. Right? The Mishnah says what it says, right? So Shani, this is it, right? It's definitely a Chal. You want to know how you have a Kal V'Chomer from this, so I'll explain to you. Hilkach ha-kolchach, tanda ma'sisin sovar, the chaylin b'tein. Okay, from that was that. Rafilo hochi, then this is the oisfir. Rafilo hochi, ikka Kal V'Chomer. And even though it's chal, there still is a basis for Kal V'Chomer. Dim haforim mivatelis nidorim shubo l'chlal yisr. That madach. If haforim could be mivatel ned, there was bo l'chlal yisr, v'loi hoisa haforim mohen. That means that the nether was chal, with a free flying nether, right? Without any concerns, right? Very, very, very tranquil, right? That neder was chal. It's a kol shekain sheyofer nedarim shenoldu b'mumon imohen. That's what he refers to that, right? It's noila b'mumon. That in itself is a weakness. So even though it's taka chal, but the mere fact that they're born with the breaker with them, right? The Hainu Hafar is Baal, that'll be the Kal V'chomer. So according to the Ran, that really is what the Chiddush in the Gemara is. The Shach V'tayin in the Gemara is that is it possible to understand that there's a Kalos if it's Chon U'Betalin? The Mishnah has the Kal V'chomer. Right, so if it's chal and then it's bottle, you know, why is that chal? It was chal, so that's really the Gemara's teretz. The words of the Gemara is just forcing that svara has to be right. Right, that's how, and that's the nir be'ena in the Ran, because you see, it's not so clear. We have to have the shak of Tari over here. Right, the Gemara seems to be, you know, talking about the mashmois, and then the question is, so then what was the sakadaitach? Right. It would be hard to learn the Rakhmon. The Ran doesn't want to learn that the Gemara is having like a shaktan in the diukim, right? Because you know, what would the diuk be the other way, right? That's akopana. That's what I see from the Ran. You have a I didn't really.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think the Rosh is learning the other way?
I wasn't mind properly in the Rosh. I didn't see. The Rosh seems to be saying, you know, he's not saying more than they're not saying what the Ran's saying, right? Yeah. So the Rosh will be mashma, right? I'm asking to you, right? The Rosh is mashma. That is like a question of how to make the dig in the Mishnah. That's what it is. Right? And the Ran, we see, he's taking a different direction over here, right? The Ran's not happy to learn like that. And he says the dig is like the dig. Novos, that in the sakadaitach of the Gemara, nihi, that it's not doing like that. So the issue really is the mechanics over here. That's really what the shakavataya is. I know the mashmois ha-mishnah, but in the sakadaitach we have to forego the mashmois ha-mishnah because, you know, otherwise how's there a kavah choymer? And that Gemara's teretz is that we're meshubah to the mashmois ha-mishnah, and I could tell you an explanation on that. Right? Of course, only because he has an explanation. If there was an explanation, then we would have to forego on the mashmois ha-mishnah, because Seif Kol Seif, he's saying a kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer, you know, has to exist.
I wonder if this is the reading here is based on what they were arguing about before, that the Ran in the beginning said the whole issue was how to learn the Kal V'chomer, whether you had a source, and then using the Kal V'chomer from the source. And the Rosh was learning based on a Sfarah of Tos.
Okay, so you have to connect that. That was in Hakoma, right? Yeah, maybe I could connect that over here.
I'm not sure. I'm just mm-hmm. myself.
Yeah.
That they. Because it seems like, at first looking, it looks like they were going the opposite. The Rosh here seems to be going pashtus, and over there he went out of his way to find a different teretz and
Okay, I'll tell you the truth. I think maybe we should hold over here. Chol HaMoed, you know, has responsibilities and things like that. So okay, Baruch Hashem, I think we touched on some fundamental ideas. Right? When the Ilum Chaz is over, it, you know, if these the points might bring some light. Maybe just remind the Ilum to maybe to check the Rashash if you can figure out on that first question that Shlomo was mechaven to the Kash of the Gedolei Achreinim over here, which is a question that you have to ask.
What was the question?
About making the Hekesh the other way, right? Right, and there's a Rashash over here.
The English has a footnote that the Ran is mashma that the Raya is the other way.
The Raya is the other way.
The Havamina was it's a Raya that it's lo chalin, and then it says no the shelo bo tani adai lo bo, and he's lashin in the.
That's all you hear. Is after we made the deek the other way, is it a raya the other way?
Oh,
or
uh-huh.
Or are we still the sveika?
Okay, that's
is
a good
that
point.
What you're talking about? Al
korcha tanad masisan sabad the chadun betalin. And Chorim say the Ran's Lashon is mashma that he holds and it's a raya in that direction and it is chal. We try to bring our Mishnah raya that it's lo chalin. And he says, so they say it's very hard to understand because, if you read the Sugya Vayter, it's Mashu, we didn't have a raya yet, and then we end up in Ayin Vav, I think, that it comes out, we passed the local.
Mm-hmm, okay. That's a good point. That's a good point.
They talk about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, Shkoyach. That's a good point. Mm-hmm.